Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind, The Week in Review. We're about to hear Don Mattingly say that the daily process grants the end result. A.J. Ramos breaks down the bullpen as a unit for us. The Marlins explode for some huge offensive numbers, and Miami jumps New York in the National League East standings. We've got highlights from 5 wins on the Marlins Radio Network. I'm Boomer Dangle. It's a pleasure to have you in, and let's get to it. First-year Marlins manager Don Mattingly has won 3 straight division titles. They all came in the National League West when he was at the helm of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The 2015 Dodgers went 46-30 against the NL West. So far in Miami, he's continued that dominance against the division. This past week, the Marlins played 2 teams from the West, and of 6 games, won 5. Friday afternoon, Mattingly said the team needs to focus on being more daily, and that process will result in winning in large chunks.
We talked a little bit on the last road trip. You can't really go win 3 and then lose 2 and then, you know, lose 2 and win a couple. You end up being right around 500. It's not going to get it done for us for where we want to go. So we're going to have to catch another little streak where we can go win 7 out of 10, 7 out of 10 type things and do that over an extended period of time to get ourselves where we want to go.
He didn't know it when he said it at the time, but the Marlins would win in chunks, taking 5 of 6 in the past week. It started in San Diego. Like the winds off the Pacific Ocean, Monday was a breeze. The Marlins plated 14 runs on 19 base hits.
Second time this year. There's a drive to center field. Jay was shallow, racing back. It's over his head. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Bohr scores. Realmuto scores. Dietrich waved. He's coming home. He's going to score. Throw to third. Echevarria's got a triple and 3 RBIs. It's a 6-run third and a 7-1 Marlins lead.
With 3 hits and 3 runs scored, Ichiro. And that big night Monday started a frenzy as he neared 1 of 2 imminent personal milestones.
Ichiro to lead it off, hitting at .347, sitting on 2,977 hits, 23 for 3,000. And a lot of Ichiro fans in this ballpark again today to see him play.
He drove in a run of his own and inspired the Marlins to a 13-4 win Monday night.
Each has been pretty good spark plug for us at the top of the order when he hits up there. You know, all the Japanese players are so well prepared, and it seems like just so they love the game, and the way they treat the game is really special to watch. And it's been fun to have him.
Like most major league clubs, the Marlins carry 2 catchers, and both Jeff Mathis and JT Realmuto helped the Marlins on their way to 5 wins this week. Tuesday, Mathis provided all the run support the team needed.
Here's a 3-1 pitch, and Mathis swings on the pitch, hits a high fly ball to deep left. Going back is Melvin Upton, looking up, and it is gone. A grand slam home run for Jeff Mathis. Some take. 4 runs with 1 swing of the bat. And a 5-0 first inning lead for the Marlins.
Last year, Mattingly owned the Padres with 14 wins in 19 games. The Marlins took 2 of 3 at Petco Park over the Pods earlier last week. Even though the Marlins dropped Wednesday's game, fans and players enjoyed historic moments, the first of which came in the opening inning.
And Ichiro beats the play. Ichiro collects an infield hit with a little number to the first base side. Hit number 2,978.
In the ninth inning, Ichiro came back around.
Here's a line drive down the right field line into the corner. Ichiro's got an extra base hit. Coming to third and holding up there is Giancarlo. So now for Ichiro, 4,257 hits. It is not a record. It is merely a number. But in terms of a number, it is more, and Ichiro takes his batting helmet off and thanks the crowd. A standing ovation.
Of course, that double Wednesday in San Diego added to Ichiro's all-time hits total between Japan and the United States and eclipsed the number set forth by Pete Rose. The Marlins took 2 of 3 against the Padres and came back to Miami to start a 10-game homestand with the Rockies. Last year out west, Mattingly's Los Angeles team won 11 of 19 against Colorado. Friday would have been Jose Fernandez's day to pitch, but in an effort to extend his season, the Marlins skipped his start.
Really, it's been from the very beginning of spring training that we knew this was the date, this was the spot. You know, everybody's involved, so this has been part of his plan from the beginning.
So he won't pitch again until the 21st. So he's going to get skipped one time, and he's back on turn on the 21st.
As Mattingly said, they handpicked that day, mostly because Thursday was an off day. It allowed Adam Conley to keep his normal five-day rotation. Conley certainly didn't miss a beat. He threw 5 2/3, allowed one hit, and one earned run. He needed help getting out of the sixth inning, and the Marlins called on Nick Whitgren. After escaping the top half, Whitgren was the pitcher of record for the home half of the sixth.
One out, 2-0 pitch, and Yelich drives one deep to right field. Gonzalez back at the wall. Goodbye! And just like that, the Marlins have the lead. Christian Yelich goes deep for the sixth time this season. 2-1 Miami in the sixth.
Whitgren earns his second win, but Conley and the entire pitching staff deserves a lot of credit for holding the team with the second-best batting average in the majors to just one hit Friday night. After the game, Conley acknowledged he was good. The bullpen was better.
Whitgren obviously comes in and gets a big out, and then the other guys, they come in and they did what they're capable of. So Phelps stands out to me. It's just how consistent he's been all year. So, it was an awesome effort from everyone all around. So.
As with every game, the pitching staff puts the ball in the zone, and then it's on the eight fielders to make plays. Playing at second base, Derek Dietrich kept Colorado from adding to their total Friday.
2-2 pitch, and he rips one on a line. Dietrich dives, and he makes the catch. Great play to his left. Pulled it right off the dirt. He saved at least one run, maybe two, with a defensive play of the night.
In the last 19 games, Miami's only committed two errors. Miami won the first game against Colorado 5-1. A big hit in this ballgame came late from Giancarlo Stanton with two outs.
Stanton readies, so does Qualls. The 0-1, it's a line drive, center field, sinking fast, it's a base hit. Blackman has it, home to score is Prado, home to score is Christian Yelich. It's a two-out, two-run single to center field for Giancarlo Stanton. The Marlins have a 5-1 lead.
That was a big exhale for Giancarlo, a career 258 batter with two outs and runners in scoring position. That's only his second hit in that scenario this season. Mattingly and hitting coach Barry Bonds have always maintained that Stanton is one swing away from breaking out of any slump, no matter how deep. Saturday against the Rockies, he took more steps out of the hole.
The 1-0 to Stanton, a ground ball through the right side. He's got himself another hit. Yelich turns at second. He'll try for third base, and the throw will come into second.
Over the weekend, Giancarlo had six hits and 12 at-bats. He and everybody else contributed Saturday night. After the Marlins fell behind 6-3 early on, two home runs got the fish back in it and put them on top.
He comes to the set position. Stanton with a very short lead. The pitch. There's a drive, right field, hit deep. Way back. Goodbye. Wow, he crushed that baseball. It went out at the 392 mark, and it went way out. Two-run homer for Justin Bour. We have a 6-5 ball game.
1-1 to Realmuto. Out toward left center. Hit it well. Racing back. Rayburn looks up at the wall, and it's gone! Off the home run sculpture, JT Realmuto, a three-run homer, and the Marlins climb back on top, 8-6 in the fifth.
Even with a three-run lead, the bullpen really had to grind Saturday night. Dustin McGowan threw 2 1/3 hitless. Mike Dunn threw a perfect inning. Kyle Bearclaw full frame. David Phelps a whole inning. And A.J. Ramos came on for his 21st save.
Looking for their fourth win in five games. A.J. ready, comes set at the belt. 1-2 to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Marlins have back-to-back wins to start this series against the Colorado Rockies.
As we know, Ramos is usually put in his position by David Phelps and Kyle Bearclaw. Phelps says that back-end trio was Don Mattingly's vision from spring training.
I think early on in the year, Donnie was being pretty honest with us. Like, you know, I see you as one of our back-end guys, but, you know, the first couple weeks of the season, we didn't really have set roles out there. We knew AJ was our closer, but other than that, like, guys were pitching in any situation. I think as soon as we started to kind of cement those roles and this is where we were going to pitch, this is how he's going to use this, is when we really kind of started to take off as a bullpen.
For the weekend, the Marlins' pen as a whole struck out 13 batters in 13 innings and did not allow a run. Over the last 10 contests, all relievers have combined for a 107 earned run average. Bearclaw, Phelps, and Ramos totaled 8 innings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They allowed just one base hit. The Marlins took 4 of 5 games heading into Sunday's contest. It was Tom Kohler's turn to stifle the Rockies' offense. Miami's run column was empty as well until the sixth inning when Marcell Ozuna broke a scoreless tie.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Marcell swings, hits a high, towering fly ball to left. It is going to be up, up, and away! A 3-run home run for Marcell Ozuna. 3-0 Marlins.
Just like clockwork, A.J. Ramos stepped in for the ninth.
One ball and two strikes with two outs and the fans standing all around the ballpark. Here comes the pitch. A half swing, he went around, strike three. The ball in the dirt picked up by Mathis. He tags him to complete the out. And the Marlins, for the first time this season, are 500. They've won three straight. They have won 5 of the last 6 games. Terrific work. Kohler, Bearclaw, Phelps, and Ramos combined on the shutout.
Those three worked hard again. But according to A.J. Ramos, there's no such thing as personal success in the bullpen. It's all of the relievers enjoying the same success.
Yeah, we've been throwing pretty well. Mac picked us up yesterday, and that was huge for the bullpen. He went out there and did a great job, held the score the same. That's something that's huge, and the pen really appreciates that. The guys, I mean, it could have gone a lot worse. Could have been a lot more exhausted, but he picked us up and he allowed us to come out here and do what we did today.
It's a cliche, guys feeding off each other, but is there any truth to it?
Definitely. I mean, winning attracts winning. You know what I mean? People that are playing good, you know, you're around. You want to be around those guys, and you kind of imitate them. And the more you're around those guys, the more you can be successful. Definitely, when guys start to roll, get rolling, and kind of feed off their energy. I know I do. When I see Bearclaw go out there, strike three out, I want to strike three out. Or, you know, Phelps out there, you know, I want to throw less pitches than all of them, or whatever it is. You know, it kind of pumps me up and makes me feel good that your teammates are doing well.
With save 21 Saturday night and number 22 Sunday, A.J. Ramos is now tied with the Mets' Juris Familia for the major league lead in the category. So make that 2 of 3 against San Diego and the first 3 against Colorado. Marlins have 37 wins and 32 losses. In the standings, they've jumped New York. The Marlins sit in second place only behind the Nationals. In the wild card right now, Miami would be hosting the one-game playoff against the Dodgers. It's fun to think about right now, but Martin Prado says, all right, more than 90 games still to go.
We don't want people talking about us. Not yet. We want to just go all the way to the end of the season to see where we at. And it's a grind, man. Everybody just going there, coming to the field, getting ready, you know, to play a game. And they're all grinders, and that's what I like about this team.
Marlins finish up against Colorado. Atlanta comes in Tuesday and Wednesday. And the best team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs, play 4 games on the field at Marlins Park Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That 4-game series against Chicago will be a true litmus test for Miami. We'll have the highlights, clubhouse sound, and updated standings next Monday. This is Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. Remember, you can rewind every game by hitting subscribe on the Marlins podcast page. Listen to every game as well, MLB.com, MLB at Bat App, 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.